Welcome to the Airport Gardens Baptist Church Sunday morning services. This is Sunday, March the 20th, 1983. We trust as we worship together today that God's Word will be uplifted and the Lord Jesus Christ will be seen. May the Lord bless you as you listen to this tape.
Numbers, the 13th chapter, beginning with the 30th verse. The book of Numbers, 13th chapter, beginning with the 30th verse. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." But the men that went with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants. Therefore, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, who came of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Let us pray. Our Lord and God, we thank Thee that we can assemble ourselves here today and give Thee, Father, the praise and the glory for the goodness that has come upon us. And Father, we thank Thee this morning for the health that we enjoy. And we ask, Father, that you look upon those that are ill in health, feeling bad today. And Father, we ask that you look upon and be with those that are heavy hearted. And be with those, Father, in the community today that don't yet know thee as thy personal Savior. Bless them in a special way, Father. And Father, we ask now that you look upon each and every one in every home represented here this morning, Father, and draw them close to thee with the word as is passed out. Be with us now, Father, throughout this message, throughout the day, and throughout the week, that in all that we do, we give thee the praise and the glory. This we pray and ask for in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Stand up, stand up for Jesus. He's come on.
We're not home yet. I tell you, someday we're going to be home. Capital H-O-M-E, which is best spelled H-E-A-V-E-N, heaven. Some morning. We've had some beautiful days, and I think of that song that L.B. Patrick and Tom and Fred and one or two others sang here one Sunday. What a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. You know, any day is a wonderful day, a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. Today is a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. Today we want to speak on get rid of the giants. There's some giants in our lives, no doubt, that we'd be better off without. And I mean by that some things mentioned in the book of Colossians and in other places in the Bible. We need to put off or get rid of things that hold us down and cause us to not be the Christian that we should be. Verses that Brother Kermit read for us in the book of Numbers 13. In a way, that's a very sad account there in the book of Numbers. These 12 spies go into the land of Canaan. They're on the edge of the promised land. And 10 of these fellows come back and they say, "We can't do it." And 2 of them say, "We can do it." I'd like to read some of those verses there again in Numbers 13. The 10 said, "Surely it floweth with milk and honey. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak. We were in their own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." I remember speaking a few months ago, maybe a few years ago now, on how tall are you? How tall are you? These 10 fellas came back from spying out a land that was the promised land, flowing with milk and honey. They came back and said it was a wonderful land, but they said, "We can't do it." How tall are we? There were giants in the land. I don't know how tall they were, maybe 7 feet or even taller than that. But they said, "We were in their own sight as grasshoppers." And so we were in their sight. But you know, Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it." The giants over there didn't worry Caleb and Joshua. And you know, because of the 10 who said, "We can't do it," they spied out the land, as you know, for 40 days. God said, "You can wander," W-A-N-D-E-R, "for 40 years. 1 year for every day that you spied out the land because of unbelief." They had their eye on man, while Caleb and Joshua had their eye on God. They said, "We're well able to overcome it." Let's look to the Lord in another word of prayer at this time. Father, we just look to Thee this morning for Your strength, for Your direction. We commit this service, Father, into Your hands and know that You're certainly able to give us words to say that these Your people need, Lord. We thank Thee for watching over each one of us throughout the week and allowing us to see again the first day of the week, this Lord's Day. where we can come apart and rest a while. Thank Thee, Father, for the singing and for all that You've done already. Help us, Father, this week to look to Thee for guidance, for strength, for courage, for direction. Father, we know we need Your help today. We need Your help every day. We pray for those, Lord, that are gathered here today who are bowed down maybe with cares and trouble. Father, may they leave this service with their day a little brighter and their cares a little lighter, because they've been here in fellowship with us in service. We just thank Thee for all You've done, Lord, and all You're going to do. We pray for those that are in the hospital this morning, in the nursing home, and just pray, Lord, You bless each one of these. We're grateful for loving us and watching over us and loving us when we were so unlovable. When we were yet sinners, we know, Father, that Christ died for us. And may this day, Lord, be a day of victory as we get rid of some giants in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I believe the question this morning is, where are our eyes? On the giants or on the giant killer, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Get rid of the giants. There's two verses that will be our key verses for today, found in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. These will be our key verses this morning. It says here, Hebrews 12, 1, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God." We need to lay aside every weight. And these will be some giants that we're going to look at today that we need to get rid of in our own lives. Now, there are some wonderful verses in the book of Colossians, and we're going to spend most of the time in this book today, the book of Colossians, the third chapter. Let's look at the first four verses, and then verse 5 are some giants that we need to get rid of in our own lives. "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory." We're risen today with Christ. And Paul says to seek those things that are above, not on things on the earth, for we're dead. And our life is hid with Christ in God. Verse 5, the first word of verse 5 of chapter 3 of Colossians says, "Mortify." Now that's a funeral home word, I guess. A mortuary is a funeral home, mortician. The first four words or letters of that word, M-O-R-T, means dead. Mort. "Mortify therefore your members that are upon the earth." And here are some listed. Fornication. "Mortify therefore your members that are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence." This word "mortify" means to put to death, to kill. put to death. All of these here listed in verse 5 could be grouped around one heading, and that is lust. Lust. It's not love, it's lust. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 3 and 4 says, "For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor." These are some giants that people need to get rid of, mortify. In Romans 6, before we have a baptismal service, we read some verses in Romans 6. And verse 13, this verse says, "Neither yield ye your members," that's your hands, eyes, ears, any part of your body, "neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God." Romans 6:14, "For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace." So, we need to get rid of some giants. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and verse 7, it tells us, "For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness." The Bible even says, "To be holy, for I am holy." This doesn't mean we walk about this high and think everybody's way down there. No. Even though I'm 3 or 4 or 5 inches above you all out there, I'd rather preach from down there, really. That's where I preach most of the time on Sunday nights. Right down here on the main floor. We need to be at each other's feet in humility. God has called us unto holiness, not unto uncleanness. Some giants that we need to get rid of. You know, there was a giant that came in David's life. You know what he did with it? He went to see how his brothers were doing. And in 1 Samuel 17, and there they were having trouble. There was a giant about 9 feet tall, came down for 40 straight days and said, "Give me a man that we may fight." David got there just in time. He heard that old giant bellowing out and he wanted to know who this fellow was, this Philistine. So he told Saul, "I'll go fight. Your servant will go fight this giant." David picked up 5 smooth stones. You know why he picked up 5 smooth stones? Because Goliath had 4 brothers. We found them, they also were killed later on. He knew what he was doing. Have you ever wondered why he got 5 and only had 1 giant to kill? Well, Goliath had some brothers and he was getting out of the way too. But David wasn't the one who killed them. Somebody else did. David went and said, "I'm going to fight the giant." And Saul said, "You take my armor with you. You put my armor on." But you know, it didn't fit. God gives each one of us Christians tailor-made armor that will fit only us. I can't wear your armor. I can't work on your faith this week. I have to have my own faith. And so Saul's armor did not fit David, and David went in the power and the strength of the Lord. You know what happened? He hit Goliath in the only unprotected place, and that was the middle of his forehead. And the stone sank in his forehead, and he fell. And David took the giant's own sword and cut his head off. Giants that rise up in our lives we can get rid of if we'll look to the Lord. Greater is He who is in you than he who is in the world. Do you have a giant in your life that you need to get rid of today? With God's help, you can do it. Inordinate affection and evil concupiscence, these two words have the same meaning. Passion for that which is forbidden. Sins against the body. 1 Corinthians 9:27. I've harped on this verse the last two or three Sundays. I want to harp on it again. Paul said, "But I keep under my body." Did you know this is the only body that you're going to have on this earth? So take care of it. Our bodies are not our own as Christians. They are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so Paul said, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection." They tell us in the original Greek that this verse means Paul beat his body black and blue, spiritually speaking. Every morning Paul got up out of bed, no doubt, he said, "Body, you're going to magnify the Lord today. I'm going to have to carry you around all day, but you're going to magnify the Lord in your body today. Jesus is going to be seen today." Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, "I die daily." How many of us die daily? How many of us tack our old hide to the wall every morning and say, "The Lord Jesus Christ is going to get glory from my body today"? Do we have some giants that we need to get rid of? We're not our own. As I mentioned last Sunday, this verse here, 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul said, "Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." And this word castaway does not mean that Paul was worried about losing his salvation. He wasn't worried about that. He was concerned about being put up on a shelf and having to stay there the rest of his earthly life. I've emphasized, I said this during the past few weeks. Mortified, put to death, sin in our own individual lives if we have any sin. I tell you, we're not perfect. I'll be the last one to say I'm perfect. I'm not. But I know this, I have a perfect Savior today. Every one of us do. And I'm staking my eternal destiny this morning on Him. Not on what I've done, but on what He did at Calvary. Let's get rid of some giants. In about a month from now, our revival services begin with Brother Casey. We need to be ready. Every one of us as God's people need to be ready to support those services that week. April 25th to May the 1st. Every night at 7 o'clock. And Sunday, May the 1st at 11 a.m. and Sunday school at 10. And put that down on your calendar, will you? Let's have a wonderful time if Brother Casey comes to be with us. Let's be ready for revival in our own hearts. And then Paul said in the last part of verse 5 of Colossians 3, "And covetousness, which is idolatry." You know, one of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt not covet." Be content with such things as ye have. It's easy to be discontented, discouraged, disheartened. Thou shalt not covet. Jesus told a parable one time about a man who was going to tear down his barns, and he just didn't have enough room to bestow all his goods. You know what the Bible tells us in the book of Luke, chapter 12? And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. For I have learned, Paul said, in whatever state I am, therewith to be content. Are you happy? Do you have joy down in your soul? Be content with what God has given you. Be content. In Colossians 3 in the 8th verse it says, but now ye also put off all these. These are some more giants that we need to get rid of. And one of them is anger and wrath and malice and blasphemy and filthy communication out of your mouth. You say, can a Christian have filthy communication? I'm afraid so. The book of James says, out of the same mouth comes cursing and blessing. These things ought not so to be. Paul here in Colossians is writing to Christians. And he said, put off all these. Look at verse 9. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man. Christianity is not a suit you put on Sunday morning and take off on Sunday night. Not by a long shot. It's a daily life. In our Sunday school lesson today, we had the word daily twice. And they continued daily in the temple, praising God and having favor with all the people, and God added to the church. Daily, such as should be saved. So we're to put off some things because we have put on the new man. Salvation is inside. We have a lot today to be thankful for. That verse in Hebrews 12 says, to lay aside every weight. Every weight. I heard on the news, a fellow, I guess he's from Great Britain, Sebastian Coe, I believe his name is. He's a great runner. It'd be foolish if this fellow ran around the track with 10-pound weights on each leg. And I'm afraid sometimes that we try to run the Christian race weighted down with things that are not right. I don't know why God has impressed me with this message today, but I'm giving the message God has impressed on me to give today. I need it. You may need it. I trust you won't let it run off on someone else. Brother Archie Everidge, used to be my pastor, and he said some people put up their spiritual umbrellas, and when the message is given out, they let the message run off on somebody else. I'm preaching to each one of us today, not just you, but me as well. We need to put off all these. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another. We've already put off the old man with his deeds. The Bible says what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? Question mark. Friends, you and I are not our own property. I belong to God, and you belong to God if you're a Christian. We're not our own. Why? We're bought with a price. We're bought with a price. There was a man one day who hung on a cross for you and me. We're not our own. We're bought with a price. And therefore, we're to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God. We're bought. That's why we need to get rid of the giants. If we have any giants in our own life, sin, we put off the old man. 2 Corinthians 5:17, a verse that every one of us need to memorize. It says, therefore, if any man be in the Airport Gardens Baptist Church, he is a new creature. No. Therefore, if any man be a member of a Baptist church, he is a new creature? No. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. I'm thankful today that I've been a member here at Airport Garden since 1969. I thank God for that. Going on 14 years. But I'm a Christian first. I belong to God first. First. Without Christ, I-A-N, is all you've got left. I am nothing. I'm nothing. Without Him. Our bodies belong to the Lord. And that's why we need to glorify God in our body and in our spirit, which are God's. There's one other giant I want to mention, and we'll be finished today. And that is, this giant is taking more people to hell than any I know. And that is the word. It's got five letters in it. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. Pride. This is what causes every precious boy and girl, man and woman, many times not to walk down the aisle and say, I'm putting my trust in Jesus. Many people today are saying, I am my own boss. I don't want anybody to tell me what to do, where to go, how to live. I want to live the way I want to live. Hands off, Lord. Pride. Some people say, I have gotten along for many years without the Lord. I can keep on getting along without the Lord. No, you can't. Not a one of us here today can get along without God, even those here that are lost. You can't get along without God. Who causes it to rain on the just and on the unjust? Who brings the grass out of the ground at this time of the year? Today is the first day of spring. Wintertime's over and supposed to have some snow tonight. The Lord's the one who does this. Pride. You know what the middle letter of pride is? I. Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and He'll lift you up. Humility is the opposite of pride. There was a man up in a sycamore tree that's one of my favorite characters outside of the Lord in the Bible. You know what Jesus said to him? Come down. Come down. I believe that little fellow went up that tree lost, on his way to hell, with no purpose in living, and he came down that tree and received Jesus joyfully. I believe he came down that tree a saved person. On his way to heaven, Jesus went home with him. Come down. Pride. My friend, pride will take you to hell. Without coming to know the Lord, you're lost today. Father, we thank Thee and praise Thee this morning for Your precious Word. Help us, Father, not to look at the giants, but let us help us. We know You can help us get rid of the giants in our lives. Father, we just pray that You'd use each one of us to magnify the Lord this week. Help us, Lord, You're in this invitation that Your will would be done, not ours. Speak to precious souls, Lord. Speak to us here that are saved already. May we take a good look at our own lives, Lord. We know we can follow Thee more closely. We just thank Thee for all You're able to do, Father, in each one of our lives. Bless You in this invitation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'd like to turn to 215. Let the Lord have His way with you. If you're here as a Christian and God has spoken to you this morning, you come by and let us know what God has said to you through this message and through the singing. If you're here and not a Christian yet, there's no better time than now to come to know the Lord. Get the Holy Spirit in your life. Get your name inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life. As Brother Tom leads us in this invitation. It's always best. I would never, never, never encourage anyone to go against what the Lord is impressing on them to do. Last Sunday we preached on following Jesus. That's the only real way to do it. Follow the Lord. It's always best to let Him have His way with you. So many times we're the clay and He's the potter and we rebel against the potter. The Lord's working on us. Don't rebel against the potter. Let Him shape us and make us and mold us.